Chapter 3. The next day, Kasim's wife went to see Ali Baba. "Where is my husband?" she asked Ali Baba. "He didn't come back last night. Where did he go?" "He went to find the gold," said Ali Baba. "Why didn't he come back?" "I don't know," she said. "You must go and find him, Ali Baba." Ali Baba went into the forest and found the rock. "Open sesame," he said, and the door opened. Ali Baba saw in front of him the head of his brother. Then he saw his arms and his legs and his body. "Oh, my brother, what did they do to you?" Ali Baba took Kasim's body back to his house. One of the slaves, Morgiana, opened the door. "Morgiana, I need your help," said Ali Baba. "They killed my brother. They cut him into four. I cannot tell my family. We must put him together again." "I will ask the tailor, Baba Mustafa. He can help us," said Morgiana.
"Do not tell him where we live," said Ali Baba.
Morgiana went to the tailor.
"I'll help you," said Baba Mustafa. "But don't tell me where you live. Cover my eyes, and I'll come with you."
Morgiana covered his eyes. She took his hand and showed him the road to Kasim's house. Baba Mustafa put Kasim together again, and Morgiana took him back to his house. Ali Baba and Morgiana told the family, "Kasim was not well, and he died." They didn't say who killed Kasim. At the same time, the 40 thieves came back to the cave, and Kasim's body was not there.
"Who took him?" said the boss. "Who knows the words to open the cave? This man could take our money. We must find him."
The thieves went to the town. They had conversations with different people.
"Did a man in this town find a lot of money?" they asked. "Did a man die?"
The people in the town had no answers for them. But then one thief heard Baba Mustafa say, "I am an old man, but my eyes are very good. The other day I put a man together."
"Really?" said the thief. "Tell me, where is this house?"
"I don't know," said Baba Mustafa. "They covered my eyes." That night the thief covered Baba Mustafa's eyes.
"Where is the road?" the thief asked.
"I think it's this one," said Baba Mustafa. He took the thief to Ali Baba's house. The thief used a pen and marked the door of Ali Baba's house, but Morgiana saw them. After they left, she went to all the doors on the street and marked all of them, so they were the same. The thief went to the boss.
"I found the house," he said. "I will show you."
The next day, the thief came with the boss.
"This is the street," said the thief.
But when they looked at the houses, every door was the same.
"What?" said the boss. "Which house is it? They're all the same."
And he killed the thief. The next day, the boss sent a different thief to Baba Mustafa. The thief gave Baba Mustafa money, and Baba Mustafa showed him the house. The thief put some rice outside the door. Again, Morgiana saw them, and after they left, she put rice outside all the doors on the street. When the thief came back with the boss, they saw rice outside every door, and the boss killed the thief. The next day, the boss went to find Baba Mustafa. He gave him a gold coin and said,
"Take me to Ali Baba's house."
Baba Mustafa took him to the house, and the boss didn't mark it with a pen or put rice outside. He looked at the door, hard.
"This is the house of Ali Baba," he said.